Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio, and here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014 from beautiful San Francisco, California. Really excited about this next guest we have with us today. We have Mr. Gopal Ratnam. He is the Senior Director of Manufacturing Supply Chain Products and E-Business Suite Product Development for a little company you've heard of called Oracle. How you doing, man?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. You enjoying the conference so far?
Absolutely. It's been fantastic being here.
What's been your favorite part?
Just the crowds.
The crowds?
Yeah.
That's cool. You going to go see Aerosmith later on?
Planning to.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get the tickets.
Well, I'm hoping to go. I love Aerosmith, so it'll be fun. But before we get started, tell us a little bit about a day in the life of you and what you do for Oracle.
Yeah. So I'm part of the Oracle product development, so specifically on the e-business suite product line. So my day job is really about looking at what our customers are doing with our products, what kind of value they're getting out of them, what are the challenges that they face in their industries, and kind of really look at what we could do from a product development perspective to improve our products, to be able to give them better value out of their investment.
It's an important job, and that's the way you make progress, right?
Absolutely.
So just go ahead and highlight some key areas, maybe some recent investments that you've made within EBS Manufacturing Products.
Sure. So we made a lot of investments recently in the eBusiness Suite manufacturing products, specifically to highlight a few. On the manufacturing execution system side of things, we've actually made a lot of usability improvements, specifically for the key roles that use these products, like the manufacturing supervisors and operators. Simple things like being able to perform actions like clock in and clock out, being able to collect quality information on the manufacturing shop floor, being able to manage serialized manufacturing and associated functions, how easily these operators could go about scanning components to issue them to products and really manage the whole process, as well as when they face issues like component returns and product returns, how do they go about actually disassembling those products and give it back to inventory so that there's better parts to use. So a lot of things that we've done on the manufacturing execution side of things. Coming to the general usability around information discovery, as you must have heard about the Oracle Endeca extensions for eBusiness Suite, we've again launched several new products on those extensions. These are the manufacturing extensions that include extensions for discrete manufacturing, process manufacturing, cost management, quality management, as well as project manufacturing. So these Endeca extensions give users the ability to quickly search and sift through information that we are collecting from within our own eBusiness Suite products and being able to really get them to the right information that they're looking for. On the lean manufacturing side of things, we've actually made a lot of improvements within our MES products, specifically around a new set of features called as the electronic Kanban. So this is really a comprehensive set of capabilities that customers can now use to actually manage their Kanban processes that include setup planning as well as execution. We've built this product straight from ground up using the Oracle's latest application development framework technology. So you're going to see some very interesting user interface components and features that customers can really leverage.
So one of the big things that I'm sure has happened in every vertical is that people are really starting to rely a lot more on mobile devices, right? And the amount of them is increasing rapidly. Could you elaborate on the mobile applications that are being rolled out for manufacturing products and who are the targeted users?
Sure. So, in fact, at this Open World, we made a big announcement about the availability of our first wave of mobile applications for eBusiness Suite in general. So, very excited about it, and they are available on the Apple Store to be downloaded and looked at. Specifically, within the manufacturing space, we have rolled out four different mobile applications. One is for the discrete manufacturing supervisor, the process manufacturing supervisor, project manufacturing mobile app, as well as the product information lookup app where users can actually quickly look at the status of their work orders, being able to react to exceptions while they're on the go on the production shop floor, being able to manage the material aspects of a project-driven manufacturing environment where they might need to actually borrow, pay back material between or transfer material between projects, as well as simple lookup of product information, trying to find out what a particular product is all about, its characteristics, and some basic supply chain information about those. So very handy for our users who are out there on the go and want to really interact with their applications through their mobile devices.
Yeah, so we all know that the market changes pretty quickly and the conditions are always changing. And so having visibility into the outsourced manufacturing operations is critical for brand owners. How does EBS fit into this?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, outsourcing has a lot of benefits, right? The cost savings and the flexibility that the brand owners get by outsourcing their manufacturing activities to contract manufacturers. But with that comes a lot of challenges, like specifically around visibility. OEMs, so the brand owners, are always wanting to know what's happening to their products while they are being built outside their facilities. So again, there are various flavors of outsourced manufacturing that the industry uses today. So in order to kind of really provide a comprehensive solution, we came up with a new product called the Outsourced Manufacturing for Discrete Industries. It's specifically targeted toward discrete manufacturing customers who outsource most of their manufacturing operations to contract manufacturers, and they need the ability to really manage the material and financial transactions within their e-business suite infrastructure in order to really get that kind of visibility in terms of what's happening with their contract manufacturers. So it's a very interesting product. We just released it a year or so back. There's a lot of interest in it, and it has some very interesting visualization capabilities around getting the 360-degree view of the outsourcing business. So very excited about it.
We heard about in-memory applications for the financial and the cost management arena. How does it kind of fit into what you're doing?
Yeah, so again, right, if you look at cost management, it's an area that's been there for a long time. Cost accountants spend their whole day dealing with costs and numbers. But we're really looking at it from a very strategic standpoint, being able to look at how a cost change could impact their entire business. So, for example, if a supplier gives you a discount on a particular part, or if the exchange rate changes, or if the labor rates change, how do you go about really looking at that change and what it means and what kind of impact it has on your business? So right. To be able to kind of really plug in simple numbers like, okay, the cost changed by so much percentage and what does it mean to my business, is something that cost accountants do all the time. So we kind of really provided this new product called the In-Memory Cost Management, and it's available for both discrete as well as process industries, where cost accountants and folks in the finance departments can actually go in there. It's a simple Excel-based interface where they can actually pull up the part or the entity that's actually undergoing a change. They can submit a new change and quickly look at the impact of that across their entire business. So very powerful capabilities that today teams of users actually sit together dealing with multiple spreadsheets day in and day out to do this analysis. And by leveraging Oracle's in-memory technologies, engineered systems, we've really taken this to the next level and provided them with some very intuitive and simple capabilities to do this analysis.
So lastly, there's a lot of buzzwords out there like, you know, big data and cloud and all that. So how is that kind of fitting into your job and in the manufacturing process space and all that?
Sure. So again, manufacturers are generating a lot of data on the shop floor, right? Be it from their MES systems, quality systems, equipment, third-party systems. And there's a lot of meaning that's hidden in these data sets. And these data sets are actually growing by leaps and bounds every day. And manufacturers are actually struggling to kind of really trying to make sense out of these growing data sets and to see if there are some critical insights that are hidden into these data sets. Are there some recurring patterns that are out there that I should be aware of that are pretty much preventing me from getting the right optimal yields or getting the right quality of products? So what we are trying to really do is to look at this, what we call as the manufacturing big data, and trying to provide a solution which actually brings all of these data sets that are residing in different silos together and really contextualize and consolidate them in one place and provide some interesting insights that can potentially give them the ability to take some actions that can either improve yields, improve qualities, or minimize the cycle times. So we're looking at building these products going forward, and we're very excited to kind of take on this journey on the manufacturing big data.
You guys are thinking of everything, man.
Trying to.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you. We got a lot of stuff going on here. I'm sure you're anxious to get around and see everybody and experience everything at Open World. So thanks for stopping by. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Have
All right.
Day.
You too. I'm Michael Lauer here at Oracle Open World. We'll be back in a few.